弟兄姐妹们赞美神。
And thank you very much, Brother Elliot.
也感谢艾略弟兄。
For introducing the wonderful hymn, Majestic Sweetness Sits Enthroned on the Savior's Brow.
来介绍给我们这一首美好的诗歌，救主耶稣在宝座上。
We are so thankful unto the Lord for giving us His Word.
我们何等的感谢主，他给了我们他的话语。
We are so very thankful unto the Lord for giving us the hearts of men and women who wrote wonderful hymns inspired by His Holy Spirit.
而且我们感谢主，借着圣灵，来激动许多神的爱主的儿女，给我们这样的诗歌。
And has given us beautiful piano players and also the singers.Among us, we are so thankful unto the Lord.
而且给我们有司琴的姐妹，也有这美好的声音唱在主的面前。
I thank the Lord for bringing His Word to us, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, every Lord's Day, that is Sunday as we call.
也感谢主，每一个主日一次一次的，神把他的话语带在我们中间。
When we came from New York to live in Houston, and when we joined the assembly.
当我们从纽约搬到休斯顿来加入这里的聚会的时候
，When we came here, it was closed because the assembly had gone for summer camp.
在这里大家都非常的紧密，因为我们一起去夏令会。
But then, in the following Lord's days, we learned that it was all about the priests and the Levites that were very much persuaded ones.
然后我们就在下面的主日就听到一个信息，就讲到祭司跟利未人他们是如何的来侍奉主。
And Lord's Day after Lord's Day, and also Bible studies, we saw our Lord together wonderfully, so closely, so dearly, and so deeply.
然后每一个主日，每一个周五的查经，我们就这样跟弟兄姐妹们这么亲密的在一起查经，一起来追求主。
We are very much privileged people.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是有特权的一般人。
We live in the great time of resurrection.
我们是在那复活的日子里面来生活的。
This is the age of resurrection.
现在的时代就是复活的时代。
Because he rose up and also raised us up with himself.
因为他已经复活，而且让我们与他一同活过来。
And one day he is coming to raise us up for.Glory with glorious bodies.
而且有一天，他们还要让我们复活，给我们一个荣耀的身体。
We are raised up and we are seated on the throne right now, so we are in resurrection.
我们不光是活过来，而且与他一同坐在天上。
The world is afraid and frightened because of God's judgment.
这个世界都要因着主的审判而在那里惊慌战斗。
But we believer, we can say with triumph.That for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
然后，但是对于我们信主的人，可以说我们活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
So we are not afraid of dying.
所以我们不害怕死亡。
And we are not afraid of living.
而且我们不害怕来在这个地上生活。
Because we know our Lord is coming soon.
因为我们知道主就快要来。
In the past time, the Lord talked to us through the servant.About the Lord God Himself awaiting, spiritual awaiting.
在上一次我跟大家交通的时候，我们提到主是在那里等候我们，是在属灵里的等候。
How God Himself is awaiting to establish His Son.
是神自己在那里等候，借着他的儿子。
To establish His Son as the head of a church, His bride.
是让我们的主为教会做万有之主。
So we are so thankful that He has given us this privilege to look at this.
所以感谢主给我们一个特权，能够这样来看。
And also we saw in the past that He chose some people, some individuals to become the ones who would await for Him.
而且上次我们也看到神拣选了 一些人，让他们成为等候主的人。
So we saw Zachariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist.
我们看到撒加利亚还有他的妻子伊丽莎白在那里等候主。
Mary and Joseph, to whom it was given to raise up the baby Jesus to manhood.
而且玛利亚跟她的丈夫约瑟来抚养孩童的耶稣。
And also all saints like Simeon and Hannah and a few others who were awaiting for the consolation comfort of Israel.
而且也有亚拿跟西面，他们在那里等候以色列的安慰者来到。
And we also saw Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea who were waiting for the kingdom of God.
我们也看到尼哥底母和约瑟，他们在那里等候神的国。
And we can consider ourselves also, dearly beloved, that we are privileged, that we are called to await for Him.
所以亲爱的，我们也是有这样的特权，被呼召来做等候他的人。
So today the Lord would like to talk to us about the final stage of this spiritual awaiting.
所以今天主是让我来讲到在这个等候里面的最后这一段。
So we shall read Psalm 24 verses 7 to 10.
所以我们现在来读诗篇的第24篇第7到第10节。
So I shall read the 6th verse. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, your face, O Jacob.Selah, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory?The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. Selah.
Amen. 我是从第六节开始读，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各，细拉。第七节，众城门呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起。那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。众城门呐，你们要抬起头来。永久的门户，你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。细拉。
Philippians chapter 3, we shall read a few verses from there.
腓立比书第三章，我们来读其中的章节。
And I shall read from verse 11.
我从第十一节开始读。
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either very already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things,which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
从第十一节开始，或者我也得以从死里复活，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8
提摩太后书第四章七到八节。
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen.那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
We thank the Lord for the word. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and add blessing to it.
愿意神来祝福他自己的话语。
Let us look unto the Lord in prayer.
让我们现在来仰望主，向他祷告。
Yes, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的话语来感谢你。
Lord, you have considered us privileged people. That's why you are going to speak to us.
你在你拣选了我们作为那有特权的人，所以你要向我们说话。
No man can speak your word, O Lord.
主啊，没有人能够说你的话语。
And no man can talk about God or for Him.
没有人可以为你来谈论。
Only God can talk for of Himself, and only He can show Himself.
只有你可以来启示你自己，而且来讲论你自己。
So Lord, we seek Your face and the full, complete help and assistance of Your Holy Spirit to speak to us.
所以主啊，我们仰望你的面，而且仰望你的圣灵来教导我们，来让我们可以来传讲你的话。
So use both of us, O Lord, as Your mouthpieces.So that we may be found faithful to you in speaking.
所以使用我们来做你的口，愿意我们在你里面成为那忠心的。
We come under the anointing of the High Priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whose head the Holy Spirit, the oil, comes down all the way to the hem.
Amen. 我们是在你我们大祭司的恩膏下面，这恩膏要从祭司的头流到你的胡须和衣襟。
Yes, Lord.The hem covers and the garment covers all of us, Lord, the speakers and the hearers.
主啊，这衣襟是遮盖了我们每一个人，包括翻译的还有听的。
So remaining there, we ask you, Lord, to speak. We ask all these in the most highly exalted name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
主啊，所以我们求你来说话，是奉着你那至高的名。Amen.
As we saw, dearly beloved, when we looked at the first part of the awaiting ones, we saw that there was a period of silence for the word of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当上次我们讲到这个属灵等候的时候，我们看到有一段神静默的时间。
Before the New Testament came, there was a gap of 400 years where there was no word of God.
在新约之前有一段四百年的历史，那一段神是静默的。
But there were few people, remnant, who were waiting for the kingdom of God.
但是却有一般人，是一般渔民，他们在那里来等候神的国度。
And they were looking for the king. They were looking for the comfort of Israel.
他们在那里等候一个君王，一个以色列的安慰者来到。
But when we come to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the very first book,
当我们来读到新约的第一本书《马太福音》的时候，
and when we open up the first chapter and the very first verse, we are taken aback.
那我们就打开《马太福音》的第一章的第一节，就可以看到，把我们带到那个以前。
The book of, let us read first verse of chapter 1 of Matthew.
如果我们来读马太福音第一章第一节的话，
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
在那里是这么讲，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And dearly beloved, we see a terrible shock to us that the first one, David, is mentioned.But he's actually in time, he comes after Abraham.
在这里我们看到，其实中文的翻译不是像原文还有其他翻译一样，在原文里面先讲到大卫的子孙，虽然大卫他在时间上是在亚伯拉罕之后。
If you have to speak historically, then Abraham should be mentioned first.
如果我们从历史上来讲，应该先提到亚伯拉罕。
But here it comes David.
但这里面先提到的是大卫。
And it says the book of generation of Jesus.
所以这里面讲到是耶稣基督的家谱。
The son of David.
大卫的子孙。
And then the son of Abraham.
然后才讲到亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Why, dearly beloved, is so?
为什么呢，亲爱的们，亲爱的。
It is so because God ordained in his mind, in his plan, men to be the ruler with him.
因为在神的这个预定的计划里面，神让人来做主掌权。
Very clearly, in the first Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, we read many things.
所以在创世纪第一章26、28节那里，我们就读到许多的内容。
But especially in the 28th verse of Genesis, the Lord says,
尤其是在创世纪第一章第28节, 神这样讲,
God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it.
在那里神就赐福给他们, 又对他们说, 要生养众多, 遍满地面, 治理这地,
and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
也要管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 和地上各样行动的活物。
And in 26 verse says, And God said, Let us make men in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything.
在第26节, 神说, 我们要照我们的形象, 按着我们的样式造人, 使他们管理一切。
God being the King of kings and Lord of lords, he wanted men to be a ruler with him, king.
Amen. 我们的神他是万主之主,万王之王, 他也愿意我们人与他一同来作王。
Even chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 also says, And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
在创世纪第二章第15节又这么讲, 耶和华神将人安置在伊甸园, 使他修理看守。
To keep it means to guard it, to protect it, as a king would protect his own domain or his kingdom.
看守讲到, 就像一个君王在那里来管理他的国度, 在那里保守。
So according to God,
所以根据神,
the royalty is important for Jesus Christ.
这个对耶稣基督是非常重要的, 就是他是大卫的子孙。
It will surprise us when we read the book of Matthew.
所以当我们来读马太福音的时候, 会很惊奇。
That 25 chapters, chapter 1 to 25, it's all about the King Jesus.
从第一章一直到25章, 都是关乎君王耶稣。
And then chapter 26 to 28, it's all about the Isaac of God, the Lamb of God.
在第26章到28章, 就讲到以撒, 他就是神的羔羊。
And thus, as Abraham willingly, very faithfully offered his son, God is offering his son.
就是亚伯拉罕在他的 中心里面献上他自己的儿子。
So dearly beloved, what a great God that we have.
所以亲爱的, 我们 所有的神, 属于我们的神是何等伟大的神。
And also when we see the life of Paul, Brother Paul,
而且我们也看到我们弟兄保罗他的生命。
And we saw that he also said in, as we read in Philippians chapter 3,
我们看到亲爱的弟兄保罗在腓立比书里面这样讲。
And he says that verse 11, If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
在那里第十一节他讲到第三章,他说或者我也得以从死里复活。
He wants to come into the kingdom of God with spirit, soul, and body.
所以他在那里讲到,他要灵魂体都要进到神的国度里面。
He wants to see himself as the reason Christ Jesus was in his body.
他所要看到的自己就是像主耶稣一样是那复活的主。
But he knows very well.
但是他也非常的清楚。
According to Philippians chapter 3 verse 14,
根据腓立比书的第三章第14节,
I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Brother Paul knows that salvation is the gift of God.
所以弟兄保罗他知道我们的救恩是一个礼物。
Resurrection is the end of it. That is also a gift of God.
复活呢,就是这个礼物,它的末了,也是 神所赐给我们的。
But to come with a resurrected glorified body into the kingdom, that's the prize.
但是如果我们有这个荣耀的身体进到国度,这是一个奖赏。
So dearly beloved, we are at the end of the age almost.
主啊, 所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 我们现在是在这个末了的末了。
And it is very important that we should very much desire the prize.
所以我们应该是非常的渴慕来得着这样的奖赏。
We just do not want to be have glorified bodies only.
我们不单单要有荣耀的身体。
But we want to enter into the kingdom with the King of Kings.
而且我们是要与万王之王一同进到这个国度里。
It is very, very important.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
So that we may enter into with our Lord Jesus in the millennial kingdom.
所以我们可以与耶稣基督一同进到那千年国度里。
So it is very important as we saw, Psalm 24 very clearly says, Lift up your heads, O ye everlasting doors.
所以在诗篇24篇非常清楚地讲说众城门呐、啊、你们要抬起头来。
May we be the ones who have the prize of entering into his kingdom, dearly beloved.
所以亲爱的愿意我们是那一般可以进到国度得着奖赏的人。
And so it is very, very, very important.
所以这是非常非常重要的。
And also we saw our Lord Jesus when he was born in chapter 2 of Matthew we see the Magi came.
而且我们看到主耶稣出生之后有三个博士来到这里。
And what did the Magi ask? What question?
那这三个博士他们问了什么问题呢?
They asked, where is he that is born the king of the Jews?
他们问的就是那生来做以色列君王的做犹太人之王的在哪里
？We have seen his star.
我们看见了他的星。
And we have come to worship him.
特来拜他。
Dearly beloved, it's very wonderful that the Gentile kingly persons like the Magi came looking for a king that is born.
所以何等的美好！我们看到这三个博士就是有君尊的地位的人，他们来这里来来敬拜这个将要降生的君王。
So what a glory our Lord had, even in that humble state when he was born.
所以当我们的主耶稣在刚刚出生这样一个谦卑的地方的时候，他的荣耀在哪里显现呢
？Matthew chapter 25 verse 31, our Lord Himself says.
在马太福音25:31，我们的主自己这么讲
：When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him.Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
在那里讲到，当人子在他的荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
So from the very beginning of the book of Matthew to the very end of the portion of the Lord being the descendant of David, we see him as the king.
所以我们可以看到，从马太福音的开始到25章，都是讲到主耶稣他是何等的荣耀的君王。
The Magi asked, "Where is he that is born the King of the Jews?"
因为这三个博士问到那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里
？And in Matthew 25 verse 31, the last part says that he shall sit upon the throne of his glory, and this is said spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
而在马太福音25:31的后面说，主他自己要坐在荣耀的宝座上，这是耶稣的话。
He was the king.
他就是那君王。
So, but how did he become? How did he receive the kingship as a man? That is what we want to see today.
但是我们今天要看的就是耶稣他作为人，他是怎样得着这个荣耀君王的地位。
And then we want to see how Paul, the believer, Paul, the privileged one, who was made by God to await him.
那我们再看到保罗，就是主耶稣所带他行转的，他是怎么样特选被神特选来做神的服事。
In the Philippians chapter 3 verse 11.He says that it by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
所以在腓立比书3:11那里面讲到，就是说或者我也可以得以从死里复活。
Here he says by my obedience, my pleasing the Lord, by living the life of faith, that is the reward that I would like to have.
所以当保罗他说。这样的生活如果是一个得神喜悦的在信心里面的生活就要得奖赏。
He is not sure of the reward or the prize in Philippians chapter 3 verse 11.
在那里，腓立比书三章十一节，他讲，但那里面没有提到这个奖赏。
But in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8, he shouts with triumph and victory.
但是在提摩太后书那里，他是在那里呼喊，是在一个得胜的里面。
I have fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished my course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
当信，所信的道我已经守住了。
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
With the Lord the righteous just shall give me at that day.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
He's sure he's getting the prize.
他那里就非常有确据的要会得着这个奖赏。
He knows that he will be in the millennial kingdom.
他知道他会在千年国中。
And he encourages us.
而且他在那里鼓励我们。
He says, not me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing.
他说不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
All those who are awaiting.
所有那些等候主的人。
For them there is the crown of righteousness the judge shall give.
在他们里面会得着那个公义的冠冕，是为他们存留的。
So how did our Lord as man, he was just a man when the Lord was born into this earth.
那我们的主他怎样做到呢？因为他出生的时候就是一个人来到这个世上。
He was just a man.
他就是一个人而已。
And so we see, that how did he become the king?
那我们要来看他怎样成为君王。
What kind of king he is going to be?
而且他成为怎样的君王。
So that for that we have to turn to Luke's Gospel chapter 19.
所以为此我们要来看路加福音的十九章。
And verse 12 says,
在第十二节这么讲。
Chapter 19 verse 12.
在路加福音的十九章第十二节这样讲。
The Lord has just gone to...The house of Zacchaeus, the short man.
哦，在那里，主耶稣他是去到那个税吏撒该的家中。
And he is going toward Jerusalem.
他是向着耶路撒冷而去。
And in the 11th verse, we read that people are expecting that he will soon declare the kingdom of God, and he will become the king.
在十一节那里面讲到，众人在那里期待，因为他们以为神的国快要显出来。
But to tell them and to make them aware of what he is going to do, he starts a parable.
所以为着预备他们知道下面他们该如何行，主耶稣说了一个比喻。
A certain nobleman went into far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
在那里，他这个比喻讲到有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来。
He spoke about himself.
他那里讲的是他自己。
That he is going to go into a far country.
他要去到远方。
And then he will receive a kingdom.
他要得国。
And then he will return.
而且他要回来。
Where will he return?
I'm sorry.
Where will he return?
哦，他是从哪里回来？
He'll return to the earth.
他是回到这个地上
，and he'll return to the heavenlies，
而且他还要再回到天上。
Oh, dearly beloved, let us understand this.
让我们来了解这件事。
But what kind of king he was he?
那他是怎样的君王呢
？Verse 14, Luke's chapter gospel, Luke's gospel chapter 19, verse 14 says, "But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, 'We will not have this man to reign over us.'"
但是在路加福音十九章的第十四节讲，他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。
Dearly beloved, let us remember very clearly the Lord Jesus said in his time at that moment that he was a hated king.
所以亲爱的，让我们记得，就在那个时候，主耶稣讲到他是被憎恨的君王。
Most of men do not want him.To be their Lord and King.
因为多数的人不愿意他来做他们的王。
Our Lord was rejected and hated.
我们的主是被拒绝，而且是被憎恨的。
And he is rejected and hated even at this moment.
甚至在今天，他也是被恨，而且是被拒绝的。
Don't expect that the world would embrace the Lord with open arms. No.
所以不要期待这个世界是张开他们的臂膀来拥抱我们的主。
Even after the millennial kingdom, the whole world is going to rise against him and war.
甚至在千年国之后，地上的君王还要国度都要一起起来要反对我们的主。
But remember these things about himself, very what he said. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 15.
所以我们这样看的时候，一定要记得在路加福音十九章十五节那里面还讲到。
And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading.
十五节讲到，他既得国回来，就吩咐叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
Dearly beloved, he is going to call us.
所以，亲爱的，他要招我们。回来。
He is going to give us reward.
他要给我们奖赏。
He is going to give us the prize.
他要把那个奖赏给我们。
The prize is the millennial kingdom.
这个奖赏就是那千年国。
Dearly beloved, Paul was talking about that.
所以亲爱的，保罗也提到这件事。
But those who reject him and rejected him.
但是那些反对他的人。
That is verse 27.
在第二十七节。
In Luke's Gospel, chapter 19,
在路加福音十九章
But those mine enemies, which would not that I should, which will not, that wish not, that desired not, that I should reign over them, bring hither, bring them here, and slay them before me.
在二十七节讲到，至于我那些仇敌，不要我做他们王的，把他们拉来，在我面前杀了吧。
Now this humble baby born in Bethlehem.How could he say this? How could he say this if he were not so?
在这个伯利恒出生作为婴儿的耶稣基督，他怎么能讲这样的话呢？
Dearly beloved, when he was a man among us, he just behaved and he just acted not only, but he was completely and wholly human being.
亲爱的，我们的主在人的面前。他是完全的人。
But let us see how he became the king, the man Christ Jesus, how he became king.
那让我们来看看，这作为人子的耶稣基督，他是怎么样成为君王的呢？
How he became the God's David, the man after his own heart, the heart of God.
他是怎样成为那大卫，就是合乎神心意的那样的君王？
Dearly beloved,The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the author, the authority, and source of everything.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣他是万有的权柄的主宰。
He is the author.
他就是那起初的。
He is the authority.
他就是那权柄。
And He is the source.
他就是那源头。
And yet, He just stopped to be the author.
但是他却放弃这一切。
He stopped to be the authority.
他就放弃了他的权柄。
And he stopped to be the source of everything.
而且他放弃了成为一切的源头。
And so we read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 1.
所以我们看到在路加福音的第四章第一节。
Let us read it, it's wonderful.
让我们一起来读，这是何等的美好。
Jesus Christ, who was the author, authority, and source.
他是一切权柄，一切的源头。
We see here, let us read, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
在那里讲到，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。
Dearly beloved, he doesn't act on his own.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，他不是自己为自己来做这样的事。
He does not choose.Select when he should act.
他不是在那里选择我该什么时候做什么事。
He does not elect or choose where he would do.
他也不来选择在什么地方做什么样的事。
He is forced by the Holy Spirit to go into the wilderness.
他是被圣灵引导，引到旷野。
He is not the author of his action.
所以他的行动不是自己来做主。
No, dearly beloved, he totally and completely depended on God.
所以他是完全的、全部的来仰赖他的神。
He depended on God, the Holy Spirit, that directs the paths of men.
所以他是仰赖神中的圣灵来引导他。
So, dearly beloved, let us remember our Lord Jesus Christ as a man, completely holy. He just gave himself into the hands of God, the Father, God, the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在来看到我们的主耶稣，他是完完全全没有保留的把自己交在父的手中，交在圣灵的手中。
Dearly beloved, just like an obedient soldier,
就像那个顺服的士兵。
He fought as he was given the fight.
他来打这个征战是因为这个征战是赐给他的。
He did everything as he was told to do.
所以他做的一切就是被指导所做的。
He held his place where he was placed in the wilderness.
所以他也持守他的所在的地方，就是在旷野里面。
And it is written very clearly in verse 2 that he was tempted for 40 days, not one day. Read very carefully, being 40 days tempted of the devil.
Verse 2. 在那里面后面第四章路加福音第四章第二节其实在第一节也讲到，就是他不是一天，是四十天受魔鬼的试探。
One and a quarter months our Lord was tempted.
所以在已有四分之一个月的时间里面，我们的主耶稣受试探。
And then the climax of his temptations are described.
而且那个时候的情形也在这里被描述出来。
The peak of the summit of his temptations are described.
而且他这个试探所达到的高峰也在那里被描述出来。
He was tempted and he did not eat anything, it is written.
在那里面讲到他被试探没有吃什么。
And when they were ended,
然后当日子满了的时候
he afterward hungered.
他就饿了。
For 40 days, he did not allow himselfto even feel hungry, see?
所以在这里面我们看到在四十天里面他甚至没有允许自己有饿的感受直到最后。
What a selfless being. He did not allow himself to experience hunger for these 40 days. It is written that afterward he hungered.
所以何等不自私的人，他甚至不为自己来着想，在四十天他都没有允许他自己有这个饥饿的感受。
Here is Jesus Christ, the victor over all that men would undergo when hungry.
所以他在这里是那个得胜者，就是因为每一个人都要经历饥饿。
First Adam, he enjoyed all the fruit in that garden, and even then he took that one bite of the forbidden fruit.
首先是亚当，在园中有各样的果子，但是他却在各样的果子里面选择了来吃那知识善恶树上的果子。
Here Jesus Christ is legitimately hungry, he can eat.
所以当耶稣在这里饿的时候，他是可以吃的。
But he will not eat at the word of the evil one, the enemy.
但是当他听到魔鬼的话的时候，他就不在那个时候来吃。
Oh, dearly beloved,When we have natural instincts, natural eating, drinking, fellowship, going with company and everything, we have legitimate rights, that's true. But are they ordained? Are they decided by the enemy?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在天然的本性里面，我们都要吃喝，也都要彼此的交往。但是我们是在神他预定的所指定的地方或者是时间，还是按照魔鬼所说的。
So our Lord is victorious here, victory in this battle.
所以我们的主在这个征战里面得胜了。
This war started in the heavenlies.
这个是从天上开始的。
And he came down to fight this war against the enemy single-handedly.
所以他是从天上来到这个地上，他是单独的来打这场征战。
And he became lower than the angel, as we read in Psalm 8.
所以我们也看到他是成为比天使还微小的。
Oh, dearly beloved, the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that he made, that be made bread.
所以在那里魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
But the Lord Jesus did not use his reason or his logic.
所以我们的主耶稣在这里没有使用他的理由。
In all these three instances, he quoted the manual, the book, the word of God.
在这所有的一切试探里面，他所讲的话语就是圣经。
So dearly beloved, let us remember, we have to follow this book each step of the way.
所以亲爱的，我们要记得在每一步我们都要跟随这本书的指引。
His life was completely controlled by the other, the Holy Spirit himself.
所以主耶稣他的生命是完全被圣灵所指引。
He was completely under the headship of God.
他是完全在神的主权下面。
And he behaved and was obedient just likeAny man should be.
他就在那里顺服，其实这是我们每一个人应有的样式。
And dearly beloved, this is how he lived.
所以亲爱的，这就是我们的主如何生活。
This obedience is because of the faith.
这个顺服是因着他的信。
This faith, dearly beloved.
这个信，亲爱的。
How did he become the author of faith?
他是怎么样成为那为信心创始成终的呢
？Faith means some all not according to reason or logic.
信代表的就是不按照自己的逻辑。
Not according to necessity or need.
不是根据自己的需要。
But spiritually speaking, faith is in the level realm of God.
在属灵里面来讲，信就是照着神。的那个程度。
He was in the wilderness.
他在旷野里面。
He was hungry.
他在那里饥饿。
He had every right to eat.
他有所有的权利，应该可以来吃。
Reason and logic said eat.
理由跟逻辑都说来吃吧。
But the word of God said, the realm of God said, only according to the will of God.
但是神的话却说，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物
，but by every word of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He did not eat.
他没有在那里来吃。
But he lived by the word of God.
他是靠着神的话而生活。
He proved God.
他在那里是高举神。
Dearly beloved, we have to prove God in our lives.
他在那里验证神到底是谁。亲爱的，我们在我们的生活里面也要这样来验证神是谁。
But by the word of God and by the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
不是靠着我们自己，是靠着神的话，也靠着住在我们里面的圣灵。
By enabling from God.
是靠着神口里所出的一切话。
And he carries us through.
所以他在那里来带着我们来在那里来扛着我们来经历这一切。
So dearly beloved, let us remember.
所以，亲爱的，让我们来记得。
This Jesus Christ, our Lord.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He behaved just like any man should behave.
他这样的行为就是每一个人应当有的行为。
To be victorious and to be glorious.
是得胜的，也是荣耀的。
That glory is not shown in outward signs.
这个荣耀不是外面的任何的显现。
But this glory becomes the inward man, dearly beloved.
这个荣耀是在我们里面那样的人。
Christ did not have to become the inward man. He was the inward man.
所以他成为我们里面那个人。
And as a man, he proved it.
而且作为人，他已经证实了这件事。
Oh, dearly beloved, this is the king.
所以亲爱的，这就是君王。
This is the man Christ Jesus coming into the kingship.
这就是人子耶稣基督怎样成为君王。
And he is coming into the kingship according to God.
他成为君王是依照着神。
according to God who has decided his footsteps and his steps.
是神来定他的每一个脚步。
And he's coming in it very, very methodically, very, very patiently, but completely definitely.
所以他是借着忍耐等候，但又是非常的确定的进入神的计划。
Oh, dearly beloved, what a king!
所以亲爱的，这是何等的君王。
Matthew 6 and 10 we read,
在马太福音六章第十节
he teaches the disciples to pray.
他在那里教导门徒如何祷告。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
How could he say this?
他怎么样能够讲这样的话呢？
In the sixth chapter.
这是在第六章马太福音。
Because in the third chapter, he had been victorious, proving the will of God, the heavenly will on the earth.
所以他是因为在第三节第三章里面把天上的实际带到这个地上。
He teaches us to pray by his experience.
他教导门徒祷告是他自己的经历。
So, dearly beloved, Christian life is a life of the experience of faith.
所以，亲爱的，我们基督徒的生活就是一个信心的体验。
And this is what the Lord Jesus is.
这就是主耶稣他是如何的。
And that's what it is written in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
这也是在希伯来书第十二章第二节那里面所讲到的。
Looking unto Jesus.
就是仰望耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on him.
注目我们的耶稣基督
，the author and finisher of the faith，
他是为我们的信心创始成终的。
The life of faith was before him，
在他面前摆着的就是那信心的生命。
And he proved it，
而且他在那里证实了。
Oh, dearly beloved, he proved it。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，他在那里证实了。
Then we come to the end of his life，
然后我们看到他生命的末了。
And what do we see？
我们看到什么呢
？In Matthew chapter 26,
在马太福音的二十六章
，verses 44 onwards，
在四十四节开始。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 44 onwards，
在马太福音二十六章四十四节开始。
And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were. Verse 39, I'm reading again from 44, and he went a little further and fell on his face.And praying, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou.
在马太福音二十六章第三十九节在前面讲到他是极其的忧伤在三十九节讲到他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
Then verse 42, he says, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
在四十二节讲到他离开之后第二次又来祷告说我父啊这杯若不能离开我必要我喝就愿你的意志成全。
He had the experience of proving the faith, the life of faith, the word of God.The will of God in the wilderness when he was 30 years old.
所以当他三十岁的时候在旷野里面他已经借着信来经历了所提到的这一切。
And 3 years after, now he is given the cup of suffering and agony and the death on the cross.
在三年之后他又在这里面前摆着这个杯就是那苦杯是在十字架上的受死。
The one who taught us to pray,To bring down God's will on this earth, to do His will by experience, He now says, "O Lord, let Your will be done."
所以呢，教导我们照着神的旨意祷告，让他的旨意行在地上的。他在自己的经历里面，在这里祷告，就是愿你的旨意成就。
He had already won. He had already won this great salvation battle, the war.In the Garden of Gethsemane,
所以在科西玛丽玛丽园的这个征战里面，他已经得胜，把这个救恩带下。
This victory, this triumph, was a secret.
这个得胜就是一个秘密。
The enemy could not see this,
因为仇敌他完全没有看到这个奥秘。
Because the Lord had already said, in chapter 12 of John, the enemy is coming, but he has no part in me.
在约翰福音十二章那里面讲到，仇敌要来，但是他在我里面毫无所有。
Oh, dearly beloved, this is the triumph, this is the victory of our Christ.
所以，亲爱的，这就是我们主耶稣，基督他的得胜。
That the enemy has no part in his life.
就是仇敌在他的生命里面完全没有地位。
The enemy has no part in his praying to the Lord God.
所以当我们的主向着神来祷告的时候，仇敌在里面完全没有地位。
The enemy could not understand, could not get how he is already defeating him.
所以仇敌完全不了解，主耶稣基督已经打败了仇敌。
And dearly beloved, we are invited, called for this high calling of God, as Paul says.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是得了这个至高的呼召，就像保罗所提到的。
To partake of the obedience of Christ.
可以来在基督耶稣他的顺服里面有份。
To be the ones who have received the faith of Jesus Christ.
我们也是那些来接受了主耶稣的信的人。
And then with the help of the Holy Spirit and brothers and sisters,Oh, dearly beloved, we can go on and we can say, Thank you, Lord, you have brought me to the victory in myself.
所以借着圣灵，我们也可以向前，可以说感谢主，你让我也能得胜。
And in Galatians, as we read, we can say with joy that those who are in Christ Jesus, they have crucified themselves with their lusts and their desires.
所以我们可以讲，只要是在基督里面的，我们的邪情私欲也可以一同的钉在十字架上。
Galatians 5:24, and also in Galatians 6, we say that I already am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified for me.
在加勒太书里面讲到，对世界来讲，我已经钉在十字架上；那对我来讲，世界也已经钉在十字架上。
Oh, dearly beloved.Let us go on and on in this victory of our Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们在主耶稣的这个得胜里面一直的向前。
The end is very near.
末了就要来到了。
Our Lord is coming soon.
我们的主就要回来。
And the awaiting will soon end.
这个等候就要结束了。
Oh, dearly beloved, let us be not like Paul in chapter 3, dearly beloved of Philippians.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们像保罗一样，在腓立比书第三章讲到的。
That if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead,
或者我也可以从死里复活。
But we can say with joy,
我们可以带着喜乐这样来说。
2 Timothy 4:7,
在提摩太后书第四章第七节。
I have fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He is in the Roman prison.
他是在罗马的监牢里面。
And there he is surrounded by no means all the enemies.
在那里他被仇敌四围环绕。
And he writes he is all alone.
他的眼目却在主耶稣的身上。
Every other believer has deserted him. He is alone. He is alone.
在那里很多信主的人都已经离弃了他。他在那里是单独的。
But what a joy we see in his declaration.
但是在他的宣告里面我们却看到何等的喜乐。
2 Timothy 4:7.
在提摩太后书第四章第七节。
I've fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I've finished my course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I've kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。
He doesn't say I've kept my faith.
他不是说我的道守住了。
He says I've kept the faith.
他说我所信的那道我守住了。
The faith that is the gift of God according to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
所以在以弗所书的第二章第八节第九节那里面讲到这个信是那信。
And verse 8 says, Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
在第八节讲到从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
With the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And now comes the invitation for us.
然后现在是为我们所预备的。
Not to me only,
不单赐给我
but unto all that am also that love is appearing,
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Oh, dearly beloved,
亲爱的
what a great joy we have,
何等大的喜乐
that we are given this privilege,
我们有这样的特权。
Our Lord is coming in glory.
我们的主要在荣耀里面回来。
And He has promised us to receive glorious bodies.
而且他也应许我们要得着那荣耀的身体。
And dearly beloved, according to Luke 14:14, men of faith are declared to be righteous by works of faith.
所以在路加福音十四章十四节那里面讲到。
Yes, Luke 14:14.
在路加福音十四章十四节
Yes, we are declared to be righteous by the works of faith.
因着我们在信心里面所行的，我们要被神所称义。
These works of faith, dearly beloved, become the natural acts of the faithful man or man of faith.
所以我们的信心的行为是因着那位信心里的主。
And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee.For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just.
在路加福音
14:14,
在路加福音十四章十四节，因为他们没有什么可报答你，到义人复活的时候，你要得着报答。
And 15 verse says, and when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
然后在第十五节，同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”
We are called, we are called to be faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们被呼召是要来有忠心。
We are called to enter into the works that He has prepared. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
在以弗所书第二章第十节里面，我们要进入这样的工作。
Very clearly it is written, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
在以弗所书的二章第十节非常清楚地讲到。
And there we read,
让我们一起来读。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
在以弗所书二章十节。
Let us read it together if we can.
如果大家可以的话，我们一起来读。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For we are his workmanship.
我们原是他的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Unto good works,
为要叫我们行善
which God had before ordained,
就是神所预备
叫我们行的 that we should walk in them. There are three things about it.
在这里面讲到有三件事
We are His workmanship.
我们是他的工作
Jesus Christ, though He was the author, authority and source,
虽然他是一切权柄的缘由，他也是一切的主宰
He obeyed as the workmanship of God.
但是他因着顺服成了神的工作。
He obeyed God as the begotten one, the created in Christ Jesus.
他是因着顺服成为那独生子。
We are created in Christ Jesus. You may know very well, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
在哥林多后书第七章第四章第十七节。
But in Christ Jesus, we are created unto good works.
我们是在他里面。被造成为要行善
They are ordained by God.
我们是被神所预定的
We just have to walk in them.
只是要我们要做的就是在其中行
Oh, dearly beloved, what a wonderful thing.
所以亲爱的这是何等奇妙的一件事
So we are his workmanship.
我们是他的工作
And we have to just give into ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
我们就是要把自己交在主的手中。
We have to find God's will by prayer.
我们是借着祷告来寻求神的旨意。
And then we have to ask Him, O Lord, strengthen me to carry out Your will on this earth.
所以我们可以求主在我们身上让他的旨意在这个地上成就。
We have to live by faith.
我们要凭信而生活。
We do not have to live by reason.
我们不是凭着理由来生活。
Or logic.
或者是逻辑。
Or circumstances.
或者因着环境。
But we must look unto Jesus.
我们必须来注目仰望
The author and finisher of faith.
为我们信心创始成终的
And thus prove our God in ourselves.
在我们里面来证实我们所信的神
So when He comes.
所以当他再来的时候
So when He comes.
当他再来的时候
When He comes, we must be ready.
我们必须要预备好
And we can also say with Saint Paul.
Sorry.
We can also say with Saint Paul.
我们也是在简单的里面等候。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.
在提摩太后书四章第七第八节。
I've fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Dearly beloved, this life, Christian life is a fight.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们的生活是一个征战的生活。
It is a war.
这是一个征战。
Yes, whatever rest we have, whatever peace we have, it is our Lord Jesus Christ, not in ourselves.
所以如果我们能够得休息有平安，那不是因着我们，是因着在我们里面的主。
We must experience the struggles.
我们必须要经历这些挣扎。
We must experience all the stresses and pressures of the world.
我们必须要在这个世界承受带来的压力跟所有的
And if you are really undergoing these things, then you know, yes, yes, I am in the battle.
所以当我们经历的时候，就可以承认说，是的，我们在一个征战里。
But ask the Lord to reveal His will.
但是我们可以求神来启示他的旨意。
And then fight the fight.
来打这场仗。
And ask Him for His strength.
而且向他来求能力。
And ask Him for the help of the Holy Spirit Himself.
而且向着圣灵来求帮助。
And then we can say, I have fought a good fight.
然后我们就可以这样来说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And for me, the crown of righteousness is laid up.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Henceforth, he says, from now onwards, he says, any moment now, I can go, I can die, I may die, but I have the crown of righteousness ready for me.
所以保罗可以说，从此以后，我可以有完全的信靠跟平安，因为已经有公义的冠冕为我存留。虽然就算我随时会死去。
What does the Lord say?
那主怎么讲呢？
St. John's Gospel, chapter 14.
在约翰福音第十四章，14章的第40跟41节，
He says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you."
第十四章的40，
"For the prince of this world cometh."
Chapter 14, verse 30 and 31. 第十四章的第30到31节。
I will read the 30th verse again. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, hath nothing in me.
第三十节，以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
Verse 31.
第31节。
Let us read with great understanding.
让我们是带着一个极大的认识来读这一个章节。
That the world may know.
但要叫你们知道
that I love the Father.
但要叫世人知道我爱父。
As the Father gave me commandment,
并且父怎样吩咐我,
even so I do.
我就怎样行。
And the Lord Jesus calls and challenges, arise, let us go hence, let us grow from here.
然后耶稣就对旁边的人来说, 起来, 我们走吧。
I have loved the Father.
我已经爱了父。
I love the Father.
我爱父。
What a great assurance.
这是何等的一个确据。
What a great trust.
何等大的一个信靠。
What a life of faith.
何等一个信心的生活。
That he could say with and without any doubt, I love the Father.
所以他可以毫无疑问地说我爱父。
But not only that, he loves the Father in such a way that he says the world may know.
所以不光是如此，他可以说叫世人都知道这件事。
So the world must know.
所以世人必然知道。
That we love the Father.
我们爱父。
As the Lord said and declared.
就像主所宣称的那样。
Because he said, wonderfully he says in the first here, Father gave me commandments, which I did.
在这里何等美好的，这里讲到，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
Even as Father gave me commandments, even so I do.
所以父怎样吩咐，我就怎样行。
So there are two things.
有两件事。
Father gives a commandment and he does.
父给我们他的命令，他父已经给了。
Now he also gives a commandment, even so he does.
所以当父这样吩咐的时候，他就这样行。
So we have to follow the Lord.
我们必须要跟随主。
Now arise and let us go from here.
所以起来，让我们从这里开始向前走。
May the Lord be the King of Kings and God of Gods in our lives.
愿意主成为我们生命里面的万王之王、万主之主。
而且来证实他。 As the King in our life.
让他成为我们生命里的君王。
May the Lord bless us.
愿意主来祝福我们每一个。阿门。
Amen.